The message at this moment, we want to take just a few minutes to serve the Lord's Supper, and it's important that we do that in a local New Testament church. There are only two ordinances in the church that Jesus authorized, ordained, put his blessings upon. One is believer's baptism, that after you make a profession of your faith in Jesus Christ and come to a saving knowledge of Christ, it's important that you follow the Lord in believer's baptism. It's an identification of an inward change and an what you've done on the inside of your heart and an outward change. To me, I always kind of look like, well, baptism won't get you to heaven, but it's a very important part of it. To me, I always kind of equate it like looking at a wedding ring. If I have a wedding ring on, I'm married, my wife's sitting down here, and it shows that I'm married to one person. But if I take off my wedding ring, I'm still married to one person. She's still my wife. It's just an identification to the outward world that I am married to one woman, one spouse, and in that relationship. So it is in baptism that we would want to get baptized, I would think, by immersion. Baptizo, it means to submerge, to put under. It's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And so if you've never been scripturally baptized, I would encourage you to do that in one of the near services, and I'd be glad to talk with you about that. You need to be baptized after your salvation in Christ. Second ordinance is that was approved by the Lord Jesus Christ is that he set up in the upper room was the Lord's Supper. And he simply said that, again, it's a picture of what is coming in the sufferings of Christ on the cross of Calvary, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his body that was sacrificed for you and I, the payment that was made, and then the blood that was given was spilled on the cross of Calvary. It's a picture of that. And so Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And so in a local New Testament church, there's churches that sometimes only participate in communion one time a year. Some do it once a month. Some do it every 6 months. There's no set rule. It's just in remembrance of me as often as you do this. And so here at our church, we try to do that about every 6 months. And a few times of the year, we try to do that on Sunday morning to be able to get the larger crowd and allow you an opportunity to participate in the Lord's Supper. There are requirements in taking the Lord's Supper. It is for the believing Christian. It is for the person that is saved and knows Christ as their personal Savior. There's been a day or a time and a place in your life that you've come to repentance and you understand that there's a penalty of sin on your life and you cannot pay that penalty, and so you turn to Jesus Christ for salvation and trust him and accept him and receive him into your heart. So whenever that is in your life, it's important to understand the day that you come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So it is a requirement of salvation. Secondly, is those that were participated in the Lord's Supper in the upper room that day were people that were saved and followed the Lord in believer's baptism. So you should have by now followed the Lord in believer's baptism. And baptism is only by immersion. It's not by sprinkling or it's not by pouring. The only biblical method of baptism is by immersion. And as a picture of what your decision was in your heart. And so today, our church practices what is called open communion. It's an ordinance that we participate into our church family. We also open that up to guests and visitors, that if you're not a member of the church, you're welcome to partake in communion with us. The requirements are the same. You still must be saved and know the Lord as your Savior and should have followed the Lord in believer's baptism. So if you are a visitor today, you're not a member of First Baptist, but you are saved and you follow the Lord in baptism, we'd encourage you to partake in the Lord's Supper with us. If you're here today and you're not yet saved and you don't know the Lord, and that's okay, just sit where you're at while we do the serve the Lord's Supper, and we'd love to be able to sit down and talk with you and share the gospel so that you could understand that and then be able to accept Christ into your heart. If you have a little child, we also allow children that have been come to a point in life where they understand what salvation is, they've made that decision, and they likewise have followed the Lord in believer's baptism to participate in that. So if you happen to have a child that's younger than that, they can just patiently wait through the Lord's Supper time. So we're going to do it a little bit different this year. When you came into the sanctuary this morning, you were given a plastic cup that has some juice and a wafer. And so you should have that in your possession right now. I'm going to walk you through this so that we will all participate together step by step. And it's the first time that our church family has done this by this method, and so we'll walk you through it. The idea behind that was to save some time in a Sunday morning, a larger crowd, and to be able to serve the Lord's Supper. So just hang on to that. Don't open it yet. And I want to read some scripture found in 1 Corinthians. If you want to follow us, you're welcome to do that. Some verses found in 1 Corinthians 11. And this is the order and the meaning of the Lord's Supper. It's found in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. The Bible says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." In this part of Scripture, Paul gives this to the church at Corinth and allows for a time here for us, for you and I, to examine our hearts. Number one, that you and I are sure that we're in the faith, that we're in Christ, that we're saved, that we know Jesus Christ is our personal Savior. Secondly, I think a time to examine our hearts, that, you know, this is a very precious moment. You go before the Lord. It's between you and your Savior. You want to make sure that your heart is right, clean before the Lord. If there's anything unconfessed, you want to be able to confess that to him today. You can do that privately right now at this moment as we pray. And so why don't we just take a moment, pause for prayer, and by self-examination, again, this is between you and your God, you and your Savior, and we'll give you just a moment if you want to talk to the Lord about something in your life, in your heart, before you partake in the Lord's Supper today. So with every head bowed, let's just take a moment for silent prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, humbly approaching your throne with thanksgiving and joy in our hearts of knowing that you sent your Son, your virgin-born Son, to this world to die a propitiation for our sin debt in our place. And so, God, today, as we partake in the Lord's Supper, if there's any unconfessed sin in our life, God, that you would forgive us of that. If there's anything that would hinder our relationship between us individually and you, God, that we would make that right with you, and that we would approach your throne with a pure heart and a pure conscience. So God, today we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his sacrifice bodily, physically, and for his blood atonement. And Lord, today by accepting that blood atonement, there's power in the blood and salvation and remission of our sin in that blood atonement. And so God, today we accept that. We believe that, and we believe what the Bible teaches us that today. So God, we come before your throne with thanksgiving for the opportunity to be able to participate in the Lord's Supper here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. I'm going to read a few verses found in the Gospel of Luke, and Luke chapter 22 that deals specifically with when we do serve the Lord's Supper. And Jesus, at the last Passover, as they gathered in the upper room with those disciples and those that were in that room, he says in Luke 22, in verse 22, "And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him, and he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." At this time, I want to walk you through this plastic cup and what we have right here. The way we've tried this that works best for us is to hang on to the cup and one hand, if you're right-handed or left-handed, hang on it securely. And what we're going to do, I always approach it from the side, not from the front, from the side where you can just, sometimes you might even have to get a nail in there, kind of loosen that up. Now, these seem to be a little bit trickier. Wouldn't you know I got one that was a little bit harder to, there it is. You just kind of got to play with it and get it up a little bit. You only want to peel it back past the wafer. Don't go to the cup. So hang securely onto the cup, peel it back past the wafer, and then the wafer will fall out into your hand. Okay, so we'll give you a moment to do that. If you need a little bit of help, maybe the person beside you can help you if you need help. And we'll just pause for a moment till everybody securely has the wafer. And just hang on to the cup. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 19, "And he took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And so if you will, at this time, let's pray, and then we'll all eat together. Heavenly Father, God, we love you. We thank you for the cross of Calvary. We thank you for Jesus being willing to give his very body on the cross, to die on that cross to pay for our sin debt. And so, God, may we always be mindful of what the sacrifice was all about. And as we partake in the Lord's Supper at this moment, may it remind us of the forgiveness that we have, but of the sacrifice that Jesus gave that we could have eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. And they did all eat. If you now have securely hanging onto that cup, this might be a little tricky, but hang on securely to the cup and then peel the rest of the paper on back until it comes completely off. Hang on to the cup securely. Peel that back, and the paper should come off the cup. And while you're hanging on to that, then if you will, the Bible says in Luke chapter 22 and in verse 20, "And likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we love you. We thank you for the blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. For without the blood atonement of Christ, we would have no forgiveness of our sin. And God is the ultimate sacrifice, as he loved us so much that he went to the cross of Calvary, giving his very life and shedding his very blood, that we could have remission and forgiveness of our sin. And so God is with us the Lord's Supper today that we partake in this. It reminds us, and we are so thankful for what you did for us on the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. And they did all drink. You can take the paper that you peeled off and just place it inside that cup. There's a cup holder there in the pew in front of you. I think if you put that, it'll just fit right in there. And if you would, just place that in the pew in front of you.